Okay, let's get into the next parak of Tehillim, Parak Tzadi. Hey, this is Parak of Lechu Neranana. We have a couple of the prakim that we say Friday night, the five or six prakim that we say. We have already had Bismar L'David, the last one, but now we have all of these. And again, they were all said by Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the sixth of the 11 prakim that were said by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Radak quoted earlier that this is Keneged Yisachar. It's Keneged Yisachar. The first half of this parak, we say it every Friday night, but we don't always think about what the words, what we're saying. The first half of the parak is a call to each other. The Radak says this is the call at the time of Yimos HaMashiach. The Radak says, Kein Yomru Yisrael B'Yimos HaMashiach, Ish Le'achav, Shiranu Lokel Shoshiyam. Right, the call is to call each other, to sing out to Hashem. That's the first half of the parak, as we'll see. The second half of the parak switches. It's Hashem, or the Navi, B'Shem Hashem, talking to Klal Yisrael, saying, don't act like the Dor HaMidbar acted, and all the sins that they did, even though they saw all the amazing Nisim that took place, but don't act like they acted. That's the two halves of this parak. Good. Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, we've mentioned this thought in the past, but here he notes that let's say Mizmar Shili Yom HaShabbos. We mentioned a couple of prakim ago that Moshe Rabbeinu authored that, and they studied that in Mitzrayim. They studied that in Mitzrayim. One of the scrolls that before Moshe Rabbeinu, before things got tougher, Tich Bar HaAvoda, they studied these scrolls. Right, the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah says Malameh Shahayu Biyadam Megillos. They had scrolls Shahayu Mishtashin Bahem that they delighted in Mishabbos LaShabbos every week. Lomar Shakadosh Baruch Hu Goalon. So suggested Rabbi Yaakov Tov Lodos Hashem, that Mizmar Shil was one of those scrolls. That's why it's called Mizmar Shil Yom HaShabbos. It has nothing to do with Shabbos, but they used to study it on Shabbos. That's Mizmar Shir. So assuming that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and assuming our parak is also written by Moshe Rabbeinu wrote these in two totally different time periods, because that one was already there in the times of Mitzrayim, and this parak refers to the Chatoim that Klal Yisrael did in the Midbar, right, in Meimariva. So obviously there was major separation between the writing of these prakim. These, of course, as we know, are mizmorim that are said at Kabbalah Shabbos. That was really created by Reb Moshe Cordovera, the Ramak. The Ramak, the author of the Tomer Dvara, one of the great Kabbalists that lived in the Tzfat in the 1500s, but it really seemed to come from him. If you look in the Siddur, in the Otzer HaTfilas, and if you look in, he quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emden Siddur. Rabbi Yaakov Emden Siddur City quotes it here. He says, Kasar Agon Yavetz, Poschin Baritzos Halalu Luchon Ranana, Vagomrim Vav Mizmorim in Tzadi Hea Tzadi Tes. Umizra Chavtes, Kenega Chesimi Achol, Alpi Remosha Kadavero, Giso Vitamido Shal, Shlomo Ben Moshe Levi Alkabetz, right, the author of Lachadodi. Vagon Bal Yosef Ometz says, that's what we do also, and it's a Minag Yafe. And this is said by all Kilos and Tfutzis Yisrael, these Mizmorim, were created. Again, it's not earlier than the 1500s. The Gemara talks about going out and welcoming the Shabbos. That is definitely spoken about the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Beis. They say, Bo v'netze, I'll read it from the previous, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Bo v'netze likra Shabbos Malkasa, Varmi lo likra Shabbos Kala Malkasa, Rabbi Yanai misatef v'koy, Rabbi Yanai used to put on special Shabbos clothes or cloth, garbs, V'koy v'amar, boy kala, used to go out and greet the Shabbos. If you look in the Marsha there on Daf Lamed Beis, the Marsha comments, let me just find it, says the Marsha, Kara HaShabbos Kala, why is Shabbos called the Kala? Alpi Mashakasav, l'kol yesh ben zug, the Medrash says that Sunday has Monday, Tuesday has Wednesday, Thursday has Friday, Shabbos has no pair, so Shabbos complains to Hashem, v'li nolan atadili ben zug, Amar le Knesset Yisrael, yeh ben zucha, Knesset Yisrael, Hashem says, Bnei Yisrael will be your ben zug. So we're married to Shabbos, Kala. V'Shabbos gufe he can esu li Yisrael. Avo b'panya demali Shabbos, yeh kachnasas kala l'chupa. It's getting ready. Ukmosha al yedea kiddushin b'achnasasasa l'chupa, nasas akala nesua. Just like the chupa makes the kala into a nesua, kena Shabbos, p'hikan so, p'kiddush hayom, nasas k'nesu li Yisrael. V'kara malkasa. She kalas emelach. She's the malka. The kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim, and we're like the king. The chasen likrates, and the chasen goes out to greet the kala, and that's what's going on. That's what's going on here in that gemara. The gemara also in Masecha Shabbos. That's in Bava Kama on Daf Lamed Beis. The gemara Masecha Shabbos also refers to this in the Shabbos Kuf Yud Tes. The same gemara is quoted. Hamalka, same thing, the Marsha is quoted there. Again, the Marsha and Baba Kama that we just read. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this. The Shulchan Aruch just has what the Gemara says, but obviously there's not the Chunaran enough. Even though that was about the summer, the Ramak was about the same time period as the Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch does not quote the Minog of saying these Mizmorim. He just quotes the Rabbi Chanina, the Gemara that we just read. The Magen Avram, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avram, that these to go out to the fields, Mamish. Biksas Makomos Nogin Lasez Mi Besa Knesses La Azara, Va'omrim Bo Venetse. Bo Venetse, Anu Nogin Shemahafchim Pneam Lesad Mairav, Kisha Omrim Bowie Bishalom. Right, we turn, we stand up, and we turn. But that's the minog of what this was used for, to greet the Shabbos. What does this have to do with Shabbos? That's a good question. There's a lot of Maisa Brachos in these next couple of prakim. Maisa Brachos is what we're made on Shabbos. So the parak starts off with Lechu. Lechu go. What do you mean Lechu? Naranana. We understand. Narana, let's sing. Lechu, Narana, let's sing to Hashem. What's the Lechu? So the Meiri says, go out from your regular thoughts, what you've been thinking about the whole week, and think about Shabbos and focus on Shabbos. Lechu, go out. And in that way, if you go out and leave those, then Naranana, then you'll be able to start singing. Lehisrachik meomonos haraos matas chisaron b'chukei Hashem b'chulu. So says the Miri, just go away, go remove those thoughts so you could come to these. The Baruch Sha'amar, the Torah Tamima, the Baruch Sha'amar is a commentary on Siddur. We have a couple of thoughts from his comment on Siddur. So he says, what's the Lechu? He says, look throughout Tanakh, Lechu is where you need a strong encouragement. Strong encouragement. B'makam sherotzel ha-medaber lo'orer ezulaso. Ba'oz ruach u'ba'ometz nefesh. O bezrizus yesera. It says Lechu. Lechu v'nakehu. Yirmiyo. Lechu v'nashuve el Hashem. Lechu v'nachide migoy. And he says that's in the, if you look in this story, in Mechiras Yosef, the brothers say to each other, Lechu v'nahargehu. Lechu v'nimkarenu. Because that's against what's normally expected by brothers. Kipulos elo godel zarusam ve'emasam lo haya yecholom lehaosos b'shivyon ruach. They couldn't just be calm and serenity. Ach behis azrus yisera b'gvuros gruach ometz lev. Because it's not normal. And he says also the end of Parsha Shmos, the shotrim tell the ovdim lechu kechulachem teven me'asher timso. Go find your own straw. We're not giving it to you. Again, with strong encouragement, that's the lechu. So here too, lechu neranana lashem. Let us go and cry out and sing to Hashem. Right? The Radak says this is after Mashiach came and was singing about all the amazing things that have taken place. Neranana lashem naria letzur yishenu. Let's sing out to the rock of our salvation. Nekadma fana bisoda. Let's go in front of him and thank him. Bizmiros naria lo. In song naria lo, we will sing out to him. Again, we're doing this in public. Remez to the Nitziv. The Nitziv in the Hemek Davar discusses, if you remember, the Karban Toda. The Karban Toda Parsha Sav, the Nitziv notes the irony that the Karban Toda has the shortest time to eat it. One day and one night, meaning out of all other carbon shlamim, which you have day, night, day, other carbon shlamim, while the Toda only has day and night. And also, the Toda has 40 loaves, 30 matzah, 10 chametz, so much to eat and so short time to do it. Vo'inyan, says the Netziv, the tachlas Toda shabal anes, hu kedei lesaper chasdi Hashem shekam olav. The point is to do it in public. Like our parak says, nekad mafana, like it sounds like it's in public. And that's why, mitam zeh riba hakasu belechem umit bizman achilas toda mikol ha-shlamim. You have so much bread and so little time. Hainu, because what's the only way you can be able to finish it? If you share it, if you tell everyone. Hainu, kedei sheyemar bereyim l'su'uda achas b'yom akrava. You invite all your friends and family. V'yisipur ha-neis l'fi rov anashim. And the telling over the neis will be in front of many people. V'yar b'chalos l'kohanim sheyemim ha-tamei chachamim. Four you give to the kohanim and the other 36 you have to eat. And in the Harchev Davar, he says, that's what's mentioned in the Perek of Tehillim, right? There's a chiyuv of to give hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a separate idea to do it in public. So he says, L'cha es da'savach todah, that's private. U'v'shem Hashem ekra, public. Nidarai l'Hashem ha'shalem, private. Negdana l'chalamo, public. V'chatzos beis Hashem, zocheich Yerushalayim. These are the double lashons. Trei mili kamar, says the Nitziv. L'cha es da'savach todah, ha'karban. U'v'shem Hashem ekra, and he continues and he goes through it. So that's his pasuk. Nekam fana betoda in public bizmiros narielo ki kel gadol Hashem umelak gadol akol Elohim. Hashem is the greatest, and he's the God of all other Elohims. What do you mean Elohims here? It says the Radak. Elohims here mean the celestial beings, the items that people made into Elohims. At that time, there won't be any argument. Everybody will realize that they are subservient. They are Nivraim. B'Yemos HaMashiach, says the Radak, Yehei Nikar V'Yadua Lakol Ki Hu Yachol Gadol Umelak Gadol Kal Elohim V'Heim Tzva Shamayim Shem Elohim V'Shoftim Ba'aretz V'Oz Yakiru Ki Hu Malach Aleihem V'Lo Yasu Davar Ela Bishlichuso. They're only acting for him. Asher B'Yado Mechkarei Avetz. Again, the first half of this parak is all about singing to each other and encouraging each other to call out to Hashem. B'Yado Mechkarei Aretz V'Sofos Re'em Lo. In his hand are the depths of the earth and the highest mountain peaks. It's going, Hashem is in charge of everything, the lowest point and the highest point. He did the mountains and the depths, and he did the yam, and he did the yabasha. Right, this pasuk. Bo nishtachve v'nichra'a nivracha lefei Hashem Elokeinu. Let's bend down in front of Hashem, our creator. There are three words here. The Radak says, nishtachve, nichra'a, nivracha. Nishtachve is going all the way down. Shkol guf ba'aretz. Nichra'a are the crime to bend the knees. Nichra'a is to bend the head, right? Karim. And nivracha is to bend the knees from the word birkayim. So all different ways we are going to bend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that regard. Ki hu Elokeinu va'anachnu am mariso v'tzon yado. Because we are, after all, he is our God and we are his sheep. We are the am of his that he shepherds. And son yado, and we are the sheep of his hand. What do you mean the sheep of his hand? Says the Baruch Sha'amar, again, his commentary on the Siddur, because sheep are pretty docile, and they don't need a stick. They're not like other animals. They need a stick to hit. The sheep are slow, and you could just kind of wave your hand. And even if you can use a stick, you're just using that in place of a hand. And that's why we're going to listen, especially at that point, we're going to just listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even just by the wave of a hand. You don't need any strong sticks. And then he says, that's what he says later on. Also, if you look in Zechariah, there's two makalos. There's the makal Noam and makal Chovlim. The one for the sheep is the makal Noam. Right? Because avalishu makel avapikin mishtamshim bo b'ni'imus. Right? And it's very soft as it is used. So that's the son yado. Then we get the first half of Pasuk Zayin continues the first half of the Perek. And now there's a switch. Hayom in bekolu tishmo. You know, those four words were the first half, second half. That's not clear. It's kind of a transition. And then the next Pasuk is for sure, al tachshu levavchem kimriva. Right? All of a sudden it's Hashem talking to us. Don't anger me and don't harden your heart like you did in Meriva. But before that, Hayom in Mikolo Tishmo, so either that's the start of Hashem, that's the Pasha, the start of the second half, and that is, just listen to me. Hayom in Mikolo Tishmo. There is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Safsadi Ches, which we like to quote that story of the Amora, Reb Shua ben Levi. Reb Shua ben Levi wonders, when is Mashiach coming already? When is Mashiach coming already? So he goes to ask Eliyahu HaNavi. He goes to ask Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, Rishim and Levi Ashkach Lelio, David Kamiya Pischa Demarta Rishim Bayachai. He was sitting outside the cave of Rashbi, Amarle, Asina Lama da Asi, Rishim and Levi first asks, am I going to Olam Haba? Amarle, Im Yirtze Adon Azeh. That's the Makkah for Im Yirtze Hashem. Hashem was there, the Shechina was there, he says, Im Yirtze, Im Yirtze Hashem, if that Adon wants. Amar Rishim and Levi, Shtaim Reisi, Vikol Gimel Shemati, it's only the two of us here. Who's the third? Amarle, right? So, must be the Shechina. And then he asks the second question. Emas Asi Mashiach. When is Mashiach coming already? Amarle, so Shaila did it. Why don't you go ask him? Where is he? He tells him where he is. He finds him and he asks him, hello. He says, hello. Amas El Gabay Elio. I'm sorry. Amarle. Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umori. Amarle Shalom Alecha Bar Levoi. Amarle Emas Asi Mar. Says, when are you coming? Amarle Hayom. Today. Asla Gabi Elio goes back to Elio. Ma Amarlecha. He told me Shalom Alecha Bar Levoi. Oh, must be you're going to Olam Haba. But also, Shikuri Kashakarbi. He tells Eliyahu, he lied to me. Why? He says, you're coming today. He didn't come. Amar le, no, you don't understand what he meant. Hayom in Bekolo Tishmo. Hayom, he's referring to this pasuk in Tehillim. He'll come today if one is Zoche. In Bekolo Tishmo, if all Klal Yisrael was Zoche, right? There's one, there's a Yerushalmi in Maseches Tainus, if all Klal Yisrael would keep, one Shabbos is one version, right? Unlike the two Shabbosim in the Gemara Shabbos. If everybody would do the mitzvahs and listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then Mashiach would come. Hayom, any day. So there is a question that's asked by the Achron in the Crazy Place. He talks about it, but so does the Shagas Aryeh in two places. Shagas Aryeh in the Gvuras Aryeh in Tainus, and also in the Turei Evan in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yad Aleph. I'll read it from the Turei Evan here in Rosh Hashanah. Hayom, any day. But don't we know B'Nisan he's coming, or B'Tishrei, Machlokas, when Mashiach is coming? Either B'Nisan, Asin Ligol, or B'Tishrei. Right? The question, the way that the Torah Evan asks it is that the Gemara says that if somebody says, I'm a Nazir on the day that Mashiach comes, he is allowed to drink wine on Shabbos or Yontif. One second. He should be able to drink wine the whole year, except for Nisan and Tishrei, because he's not coming without, not in Nisan and Tishrei. Umistavrili Bahamilsa, he says this Yisod twice, at least. The Beis Minikitzimika will be Ben David. Really, the two potential times, Be'ita, on that same daf that we just read, Tzadi Ches and Sanhedrin, the lines right before the story of Yehoshua ben Levi, Be'ita Achishana. If we're not Zoche, the Mashiach is going to come Be'ita in its time. But if we're Zoche, it's going to come Achishana. It could come quickly. So when do we say B'Nisan and B'Tishrei and all these, it can't come at Shabbos and Yantif? That's only Be'ita. But if it's Achishana, it come any time. Like that's what the Mashiach says to Rav Shimon Levi, Hayom im Kol Tishmo, Umishim Hachi ben Nadar b'Yom sheben David ba Asur Kol Yomos Achol b'Yain Dilma Zachu b'Kol Yoma Zimnehu. And it's always that that's man. So that's Hayom im Kol Tishmo, an important pasuk. So now we get to the second half of the parak. Al Takshul Abavchen Kimriva. Hashem says, don't harden your hearts. Right, we're good at hardening our hearts. Am Kshe Oref. But don't harden your hearts like they did in Meimariva, Kiyom Masa Bamidbar, like the day that they tested me in Masa. Asher Nisuni Avoseichem, your forefathers tested me. Bechanuni Gamro Fa'ali. What's the Gamro Fa'ali? Gamro Fa'ali. So Moshe, it means even though Gam, also meaning also after you saw all of these miracles, you're still right. Lemsudas David. Afilu Achar Sharo Pali Bemisrayim. Even after they saw the Makus, the Al Hayam, Uba Midbar, Im Kolz Elo Aminubi, because they still tested me. They still tested me. That's the amazing question that we have on the whole the Har Dar Midbar. How is it possible? Arba'im Shana Akut Bedar. 40 years. 40 years. Hashem quarreled with the Dar, or so to speak. They were Minuda, as Chazal say, that for 38 years. Hashem didn't speak to Moshe. Right? The Medrash in Baba Basra in Kuf Chaf Aleph discusses why. The pasuk says in the beginning of Dvarim, "Vaydabar Hashem Eli Lemar, Eli Haya Hadibur." Because for all the years that the Bnei Yisrael were menuda to their Rebbe in the desert, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem didn't speak to Moshe either. That's the Tos Rashi, the Rashbam and Tosfos, Baba Basra, Kuf Chaf Aleph, talk about this idea that all those 40 years, those 38 years, Bishusan Hayimadaber Moshe in their Zchus, right, and that's why. I just read the beginning of that Tosfos. The Yeshana Achrona, right? The context is the Tu B'Av Gemara. One of the six reasons why we're happy on Tu B'Av is the day that the Mesei Midbar stopped dying on Tu B'Av. What do you mean? B'Shana Achrona, Nami Mesu. Tosfos arguing on the Rashbam's Medrash. They died even in the last year, but they knew the Gzira was over because everybody between 40 and 60 had died. So they waited till after Shiva, and now it's Tu B'Av. And now the Dibur was Chozer to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why not right after the last people died? No. Angel Chin Ashura, Lomitoch Atzos, Lomitoch Atzfos. And the Bnei Yisrael were sad, and because Bnei Yisrael were sad, Hashem, they weren't on the level of Ruach HaKodesh, and Moshe Rabbeinu also didn't get the Nevuah then. And that's why, because Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at them all the time. I brought him Chanaka Batar, Va'omar, I'm Toy Levavim. I said they're a wayward, the Haim Lo Yaldu Durache. They don't know my Derech. Asher Nishbati V'Yapi, I swore. In Yevon and Menuchasi, I swear that they're not coming into my Menucha, which is Eretz Yisrael. The Perachaim Rav Bitterman points out, fascinating, that this last pasuk isn't such a nice, beautiful pasuk about Klal Yisrael. What does the pasuk say? Hashem's mad at us, and he promised that we're never going into Eretz Yisrael. But on Friday night, what do we do? Beautiful singing. You see from here how important it's not just about what's said, but so often it's about how you say it. You could sing the most harshest psukim and people will think that it's beautiful. That's what's happening here. And he says, and when you say the Olam Natzeach before shofar blowing, right, one of the psukim there is Zamru Lokim Zameru, Zamru Lomakenu Zameru. Sing to Hashem! And we're all crying and we're scared. So that's how it's said. It's fascinating that these psukim aren't so, such a strong, for the good of Klal Yisrael, and yet, maybe you can have a deeper idea of how it's positive, but the pashup shot is that Hashem was upset at us all 40 years, but we didn't really focus on it when we have it on Friday night. Okay, we'll stop here.